everybody.
And we
What's
are
good, everybody?
The New York Dolls!
And today, in the stew with us, we got...
I am Ro, back for like the what, fourth time on the show?
I think so.
Fourth? I feel Maybe? Like you just... been here many times, more than four.
No, yeah, I think it's like maybe four times. Besides the time y'all had me guest host that month.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was but two, that counts too.
Yeah. So yeah, like maybe okay, maybe about double digits.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Welcome back. I'm so happy to see you.
I know, but you've been avoiding me. I'm
I
so sad.
Been no, no, don't tell been avoiding you. We have been missing each other, but yes. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah.
And we're about to turn up. Of course, Ra always comes bearing gifts.
First of all, happy birthday. Yes.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
I'm not sure when it's coming out, but happy belated birthday then.
Yes. Yesterday was my birthday. Thank you. Cancer season. Yes. Where my cancer's at.
Yes.
And you know, we got the drinks up in here today, so it's about to be a good show. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah.
In a little minute, but not a little minute, but a little minute.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And welcome back to all of y'all that's listening.
Yes, y'all.
Thank you for joining us. All right, so let's dive into it, all right? Welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dolls tunnels than we ever have before. By the end of this season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dolls' Higher Vibration Handbook of How-Tos. And today's how-to is... how to lean into evolution.
Yes. Yeah. A goodie, another goodie.
Period.
We travel deeper into this chapter of how to handbook later, but in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show. First segment of our show is Empire, State of Mind.
Mind.
This is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, because y'all know we love to get high.
Period.
As well as our lows, because if we can get high together, we can get low together. There is strength in numbers, y'all.
Yes. So, Adeloso, how is your overall mood right now?
My overall mood right now is just extremely grateful.
Yes,
you know,
gratitude.
Yes. Yeah. Hashtag cancer season. Yeah. Hashtag this is always super, super deep reflective times each year during my birthday and just cancer season. It's just, it was like two full moons this in the last like 2 weeks. I felt those things very deeply. Yeah, so it's been just
grateful. Did anything fun for your birthday?
I went to the Honeywell in Harlem on 149th and Broadway.
They paying you to say this?
Cause I know.
We have to bleep this out then.
how I felt that, but I still said it because, you know, yeah. Whatever.
The Honeywell sounds like it's in Harlem. There's just something about that
It okay.
Sounds like Harlem Renaissance.
Black owned, women owned. I'll give the free shout out. I respect it. It was a vibe. Like, it was unexpected. I was just going to, like, just do, like, a solo birthday. Mm-hmm. Just because that's just what I felt, you know, in my spirit. And I wanted to go to Roosevelt Island, like, take the tram there on 60th Street because I always, like, see it and I work by it. And I'm like, just wanting to go on an adventure, but I didn't.
Every time I think about Roosevelt Island, I think about Spider-Man, that first Tobey Maguire movie when, the Green Goblin, like, knocked off the tram.
Oh.
And I'm like, do I actually want to take this wire thing?
It looks pretty sturdy.
It is.
That's the only way to go there besides a fan of
Roosevelt Island. I love Roosevelt Island. It's actually the neighborhood that I want to live in when I have enough money to really live here. Yeah.
It's that vibey.
Yeah. It's, you know what it is, because it's isolated, but also like really in the middle of the city at the same time.
Yeah,
because
what's the ride is like 15 minutes over.
No, that ride is like 4 minutes.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And people.
Wait, 4 minutes
for
that?
What's the population on Roosevelt Island?
The trolley? The tram? The air tram?
Yeah.
It's like 4 minutes.
What is the population on Roosevelt Island?
I have no idea.
I
want to
Google it.
Yeah, how much was it?
It's an MTA fare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to do that. Went there. It was like a 70 themes bar, and it was like pure mixologist scientists, extravagant fire drinks and just 70 vibes. I felt like I was like in a scene of Anchorman or Superbad, that type of vibe. But it was cool. I had a great time with my sisters and stuff. So.
Sister.
I'm here Googling what is the population on Roosevelt Island. Because I didn't even know, like, people live there.
I know there's apparently there's a nice hotel.
11,700.
It's cute. It's a really cute community. Especially all the things that they've built there now, which, like, I'm sure I don't even know about anymore. But, like, last time I was there years ago, like, they had just, I think Kanye had did, like, his first or second fashion show there. And they built, like, these beautiful, like, mounds of, like, grass, like, these artificial hills where you can, like, go and have picnics on and, like, still, like, see this city and see that you're on an island. You can see, like, all the water around you. They have, like, one little central area that has, like, a Rite Aid, a pizza shop, a sushi shop, just, like, five little restaurants and, like...
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Okay, yeah, so we have to plan.
Just not during this heat wave. I'll go.
There's one tree I know that casts beautiful shade.
Not this one tree that you know. You've been there a lot.
No landmarks at all.
I know one spots. Tree.
I know the spots. One tree hill. I love it. Well, okay. What energized you and made you feel upbeat?
Birthday. I also took an art class, fashion art class. Shout out to Plugged In. It's this place called Black Art Studio in the Garment District on 38th Street. And they have free fashion art classes on Tuesdays, and we met the lady, and we just found out about it. We went, and it was just so.
Wait, what kind of art?
Fashion art.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like draw it out, or you just like make your own?
Yeah, they have different. Oh. It's more broad too, but they just called it fashion art. But we did like just like somebody was in front of us like posing, and then we had to create one line like the figure, but not lifting the pen off the paper and not looking at the paper.
Oh, okay.
So just looking at the model and just like trying to do all the details within that. And it was like very hard, but also very fun, like mind like clearing because you're so focused on like,
let me tell you,
trying to do it.
I think I got ADHD and I don't got time.
No, like I have it too. Trust me. I do.
Like all over the place.
But I also love art. Gotcha. And like I love like drawing. I don't know if you like coloring and drawing and all that, but It was great.
How did your piece come out?
Amazing, and I will show you because I made a reel on it. It's gonna debut on. Oh, actually, I need to post it. But that really energized me because it felt like it was kind of like when we were talking about shrooms pre-recording. Mm-hmm. When I did shrooms of like being. What I love the most about shrooms is like being super present, like in that moment. Like when I did shrooms for the first time, I was so present. I never forgot that feeling of like not having so many things in your mind.
Loud thoughts
and like just things like, and that's how it felt. Not as, you know, as good as shrooms, but I'm kidding. But it felt like so like in the moment and really energized me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Who made you smile this week?
You know, I really, what did I put? Oh, just...
The bartender.
For my birthday, yeah, because he was really doing it up. And I was just cheesing from ear to ear, like, yo, this is fucking art. Like, this is mixology at its finest.
Okay.
So he made me smile hard.
Okay. And what are some lows from the last time we met?
Still haven't landed a remote job.
Yeah, they are.
There's been a lot of them, but it's pretty competitive, I see. Everyone wants to leave.
Especially now that they're trying to send everybody back to the office.
Right.
They're like, y'all niggas could report.
And no one wants to go back.
I know. They like, y'all niggas need to report to the brick and mortar that we paying for. I feel them.
So if y'all know any remote leads, just slide in the DMs.
Yes.
You know.
Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Let me know so I can beat it up.
Period.
Beat them up.
This heat, you know, this has been, fuck, I usually love heat a lot. Like, I'm an island girl in an island world, but yesterday it was pretty intense, and today, and I'm like, yo, this,
I mean,
is
they
crazy.
Said they said we're gonna be like this for like the next 4 or 5 days.
Maybe we should go to the... Oh, wait. I heard they also, like, closed the beaches in New York or something.
Yes, well, because of a lot of sharks.
Keep eating people.
Not Jaws.
And y'all don't want to fight.
I
want
to go to Rockaway to the ice cream shop.
They closed down the Rockaway specifically.
Yeah.
And I kept sending each shark attack that happened, I sent them all to Skittles. And I'm like, this bitch love playing the water.
I love it too. Like, you little mermaid.
Yeah, y'all better stick to the rivers.
Nah, I would probably, the most I would, like, as soon as the water touched me, that's the furthest I'm going.
But can we put our feet in there, or is it just like...
No, you want me to send you the one article of the guy who got his foot... Specifically, yes.
he came up to the shore like, really.
Because I think just yesterday a great white washed up on shore. Dead.
Yep, right here. I'm telling you, I've been sending.
Shit, that's a big one.
I've been sending all these articles.
Let me see. Yo, he's huge.
Yeah,
I've been sending all these articles.
Were they going crazy? Like, they just...
Nah.
All the animals are. You see these monkeys?
Oh, the monkeys beat up... The monkeys
killed that child.
Beat up a child.
I didn't send it to you.
And then a couple of months ago, an elephant stomped out this lady.
Yes.
And then traveled 150 miles to her funeral and stomped on her grave.
No, that's not real.
It was making headlines.
It was
on CNN.
It was
on CNN.
I'm telling you.
These animals had enough of my shit.
Yeah.
They getting polluted from all of our nasty ass shit that we do to the earth. Morphing into fucking crazy. Like the fucking people in Times Square.
Yeah.
They are so fucking over it. But yeah, so yeah, be careful.
But it was a dead one.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that one was a dead one, but...
It has cousins.
Yeah, the ones that are alive are out there. And yeah, that one kid, he got his foot bit up and, you know, punctured and shit. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
The biggest challenge... Right now, there's no big challenge because I feel like I did a lot of reflecting on just, like, trying to just not worry so much, you know? So that was a big challenge of trying to balance that always of, you know, getting out the head. But I'm feeling after my birthday and stuff, like, I feel just recharged.
Oh, nice. That's good.
I see you got the crystal and stuff.
Yes.
What's that?
Trash. Well, this is...
Oh my God.
It is actually trash.
It's
New York City trash from Charles Osawa, Japanese artist.
Oh, wait, y'all serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Charles? We did the interview with Charles, artist.
I think you were here that time too.
Maybe.
I believe so. You definitely.
Oh, is he the one that took our photos for the merch?
For the merch, him.
Okay.
Yes. So he makes these pendants and everything like out of New York City trash, and it's dope, amazing art.
Yo, have you seen the tables that he's doing? Like the table
tops? Yes, you want one, right?
Yes, I was like, oh, this is gonna catch.
Like, look, imagine a cute little table like this.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, like this, I could see this being in very upscale homes.
Yes.
Yeah, he really did it with that. Okay, amazing. Well, let's get on the express train. How do you feel if all your problems were wiped away overnight?
I will feel like a little bird, young, yes, wild, and free.
Okay, fly like a bird. And how much fun are you having?
I'm having, I'm having a good old little hanky panky. Yes.
Okay. And what difference are you making in the world?
I'm always gonna be spreading whatever I know and can bring value to anyone else. So, the knowledge, the opportunities. That's just what I will be doing.
All right. We love it. We love it. Okay. Well. Yeah. Take it away, Tara.
Let's do rounds. Yeah. Let's do rally vows in the building. So, how is your overall mood right now?
I am. Should use a word from listening to previous episodes. Derek's words of whelm. Not that in between. But I think that's how I am feeling right now.
Okay, in between, like what? Like what do you mean by in between?
Like of not over or under, just like I'm just taking it day by day. Yes. Content.
I'm content. Any highs from the last time we met?
Oof. I mean.
Come on, don't do oof like that. Like, make me feel horrible.
Again, I've been seeing Derek lately, Addy.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, I deserve the heat.
But no, the highs? I would say, like, my job got a little bit better.
Okay, that's great.
And I'm tolerating it a little bit more. It's, I think maybe because we're slowly coming out of this pandemic and like things are like getting back to normal, like.
Right.
So I'm starting to appreciate my job a little bit more, and then I think it's just these kids finally trying to make me a softy because like these last kids that graduated, I got like 7 like thank you notes, cards, and stuff from them, and mind you. Some of them I didn't even like talk to until like this year, and I got a card.
I mean, you're a great person. You know that.
Thank you.
So very it's impactful. Like,
but I'm like, none of y'all my advisees, but y'all still gave me a card. Okay.
They felt that impact from you. Yeah. Important. Yeah. That's amazing. All right. What energized you? Made you feel a beat?
Those thank you cards. Yes. Again, I think what it is, especially the field that I'm in, as far as like tech, we are considered. Like ninjas, like those who operate in the shadow.
Yeah,
and we tend to get overlooked.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah, and I don't think like nobody, like again, everybody's like, why are you working in the summer? Like you just do tech. Like who prepares the stuff for y'all to get back to school with?
Yeah,
so it's like how like I had to work in the summer so you could like teach, right? So it's like just stuff like that. Right. But yeah, it's like the thank you cards help and
period
helps. I feel seen.
Yes.
So it's important. Who made you smile?
Who made me smile? I want to say this week has been some of my coworkers. Because, again, yes, it is summertime. And I'm just surrounded by, like, computers and, like, doing maintenance on them. Like, prepping them and whatnot. So it gets boring just sitting at my desk and just like doing like almost close to like 800 computers for the summer. And when they like visit, it's like, oh gosh, a breath of fresh air, like especially my POCs.
Like humans.
It's like I could finally like chop it up with them. Yeah. And I think like today one came by, she's been on like a wedding tour, it seems like. And so she just actually came back into town, and she sat in the library where I'm stationed, and we were just chopping up for like 2-3 hours while working at the same time. So it was they've been making me smile.
That's good.
And seeing y'all.
Yes. Seeing you for sure.
Cuz
it feels like a reunion. But not long. Yeah, it feels like a
family reunion.
Yeah,
family
reunion for sure.
Yeah.
Any lows from the last time you met? What brought you down or made you feel sad?
I think this will tie into your next question about challenges. I think I told Derek part of this. I'm comfortable enough. So I've been going through like family issues. Mm-hmm. Father had surgery and brother going through like mental health stuff. So I seem like the only functioning one in my household right now. Mm-hmm. So it's, that's been like, that's a lot. And, trying to work and be on this creative side of things, it's like just like taxing on my mind. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make time for this and then spend the rest of the day with like with family. So right. Like even like today I was like, damn, it's hot. It's hot as hell, and they need food. I'm like, Uber Eats is a thing, so I just sent them the food to the house.
And, that's so amazing. No, but yeah. Just know, sending positive.
Thank you. Love, appreciate that.
Energy to that, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will smooth out for you, and night you'll find a nice balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's. Is that a wrong done to you this week? Any wrongs?
I mean the only wrong is like. It seems like my brother's mental health is not getting better. So I feel like mental health is just a stigma that we just don't talk about, especially in POC community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if he like did it earlier, he wouldn't be in the state. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the wrong, just like mental health.
Yeah. Coping. How have you been coping?
alcohol. Okay. That's it.
Like how much alcohol?
I would probably say I drink maybe 2-3 times a week. But not like every, like, you know, back to back. Mm. Probably like just like a nice little nightcap to put me to sleep.
Okay. These are the same questions they be asking you at the doctor's office.
I know, right?
Do I lie?
And I'll be lying there too.
On the weekend. You'd be like, on the weekend, socially.
Yeah. It's brunch.
When they'll be like, no. Do you smoke? I'd be like, no. I'm like, I know you're talking about cigarettes. Like,
I'm crying.
I had a black amount here and there.
I'll be telling them all. I'll be like, I'll be mad proud. I'll be like, yes. I'll be like, no. I was like, I'll be drinking twice a month now. They'd be like, oh, good. They'd be like, you smart. I'll be like, just marijuana. I was like, and I'd be like, and just socially sometime. Like, I'll be mad hype.
I'd be feeling like they could be judging me if I wasn't like.
Oh, absolutely.
I just be like, it's none of your business.
Excuse me, that's your doctor.
Yeah, like, but it's like, if I'm going for like something that is like, you know, I know I'm good in that. Like,
no, they need to monitor your health and tell you that you're addicted.
How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now? Oh,
again, the family stuff, and then trying to fucking stay cool. Like, this is the challenge right now.
NYC heat right now. We're experiencing that NYC heat.
This heat wave, and that's what I'm actually like hoping right now. Like, Con Edison don't like shut down, because you know my father is old, so he needs to be in the cool, like cold. And my brother's like with his condition, he can't really be out and about.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm like, please just don't shut our power down, like, you know, blackout and whatnot. So, but yeah, this heat needs to go. I don't know who likes the fucking summer. I hate this shit with a passion. Like, if we could just go from
love summer,
if we could go from fall
to spring back and forth.
Yeah, no, I would be so happy.
Yes,
I mean I would take a winter here and there, but long as I don't have to fucking shovel my shit out. But fall and spring, I would be happy, especially the fall. Fall is nice. You could throw on a hoodie or like a little bomber jacket here and there, but I don't like to sweat. Who likes to sweat?
Yeah, I don't.
I like to sweat.
Good for you. When I'm wearing something nice. Not right. I'm about to go out.
I don't sweat that much, but no. When sometimes I just be like, ooh, I'm just feeling all the fat burn off of me.
Nah.
I gotta. That's only one setting.
Like I'd be feel like, especially in summer, I need to take at least like 5 showers a day.
Oh yeah, most likely. Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling though.
Too much.
The miracle question: if all your problems are wiped away, how do you feel, and how much fun you're having?
I'm gonna have tons of fun, like especially like, I don't know if y'all know this Mega Million. It's like $630 million.
Why did I get the right app?
I got the app.
I gotta chill.
It's actually coming out tomorrow. It's actually coming out tomorrow. It's actually coming out tomorrow. So if I hit this shit, like we all going on a trip, and like yo, it's gonna be lit. But nah, I would definitely like be happy and like and just like again, like even like piggyback off what you were saying, like. You know, everybody gets, I think you said this previously on the episode, like all my people are eating with me,
yes.
Sitting at the table and eating with me. Yes. So Shout out. I need to hit this. Actually, let me play this lotto right now.
Go on.
Wait, let's do it after so you can. Because sometimes I'd be confused. Like,
the jackpot?
Because I've gotten some numbers wrong, right? But I'm like, but did I win anything?
No. Yeah, the most I ever won was like $25. Oh. And I'm like.
But you take it to the store after?
No, I just let it. I just add it to the funds.
To the.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'd be feeling like my. Like. For numbers, like sometimes I feel it. Like I only play when like I feel like okay, which is not.
Well,
that
I hope
often.
You feel it for tomorrow because it's 630 something. Yeah, 660 million.
Okay, and then they tax it. It's probably gonna
probably
be
like two, three.
Yeah, still good enough.
Yeah, I would be happy
but
for the rest
where's
of life.
My six?
I told my students, I said, y'all better pray I never hit the lotto because, I mean, if I do, y'all better pray to just let me be your advisor because I'm done with this tech shit. Like, I said, y'all will see me every advising meeting. Yeah. I'm done with this tech.
And then we have our last for this segment for you. What difference are you making? You already said.
Well, the difference is, like, again, I don't know how much I know about, like, what schools was going through during remote learning. Mm-hmm. So I've been in my boss year even before the pandemic, but I'm like, yo, we need MacBooks. And mm-hmm. these students, mm-hmm. like, because these Chromebooks are trash.
Yeah.
And I've been at my job for like now 5 years. Finally got my approval for it. So now that's part of the 800 computers I have to set up.
Wow.
But, finally got the approval. Because I don't know why. I was just also talking about this with my therapist.
800.
I always think about the future now. Like, I'm like, if we go into another pandemic, I'll be damned if I'm getting like 20 tech tickets a day talking about this student's Chromebook froze or they can't jump on Zoom and stuff.
Right, and then you're going to. Yeah,
I'm like, these Chromebooks
work.
Are trash. Yeah. So I'm like, let's get rid of them and have MacBooks.
And
that's,
they approved it?
Yeah.
Yay! Awesome. Look at you out here, man.
Otherwise, I was going to CC the whole organization every time I got a tech ticket. Like, yeah, I want to fill my pay, so let's go. We're going to solve this together. But yeah, so. That's the change.
That makes me happy to hear.
I love that. Gotta make it make sense.
All right. Now we have.
Oh, it's me.
D.
All right.
I'm like, I feel like Ralph should say it, but.
I don't have the script.
Okay. So, D, how is your overall mood right now?
My overall mood right now is I also feel well.
Nah, you don't want to tell the viewers that you out here like thugging it out.
I mean, they might find out.
They might
definitely reschedule
okay.
this.
I just gonna let you know he's out here really fucking thugging it out.
You could have rescheduled this whole thing.
Yeah.
No, we push on. But yeah, I'm pretty well. I'm here. I'm chilling.
Why did the quote unquote?
I know.
I'm here. You're not here right now. Okay.
Are you feeling that drink?
Yeah, that little drop.
Not yet. Okay. I feel it slowly creeping.
But you say your hair. That's why I was like, is this the drink?
Yeah, no, I feel it like because I didn't finish it. When I finish it, I know that it's gonna creep up. OD.
Because it's creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Highs from the last time we met. What energized you? Made you feel a bit.
Are you okay?
I was like, whoa.
Barking? Like,
I know, right? Whoa, from the last time we met. I don't even remember the last time we met. And normally I'm so good about writing these things down, but yeah, I just have not been keeping my little...
Last time we were with the guys.
Orgy?
No,
not this time. Not this time. So, I mean, I don't know. My highs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my highs are I got a new tattoo. I think that was a high for me. Yeah. Well,
that's
you have
what
questions.
I just actually noticed. Like, I didn't know you had, like, those, like this many tattoos, actually.
I am getting tatted up.
I was about to say, but you don't be posting them all. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He posts.
I only recognize the Sailor Moon.
He puts like
Moon.
Little teasers.
Right. Yeah. And then he go on dates with that artist.
Yeah.
But I noticed the Sailor Moon tattoo.
Yep.
And then the one that you just got last week. But I didn't notice those other little ones that's around.
Yeah, I have
I
the
love
sick
the cat one.
Yeah, I love the cat too. The cat is me in my first life. Then we have the moon symbol right there, which is actually, so the moon symbol is like my way of recognizing my protector, which is Artemis. But funny enough, when you go and you look at Greek mythology symbols, that symbol is actually the symbol for the goddess Artemis, which I thought was wild. I didn't know that. Yeah, I just
a crescent moon.
Yeah, I just looked it up last week. But yeah, and then I have the Hecate tattoo. I have Mahalo, which I got in Hawaii, and I have the Gemini symbol as well. Yeah. But that's how I wanted it to be, you know, because, like, even when I still go out to, like, auditions and things like that, I, you know, I don't want it to be, like, oh, like, such a problem, you know, mm-hmm. but, like, I want them to be just, like, subtle, where I can still kind of cover them up and, you know, like, whatever, but.
I mean, those are not bad, though.
Thank you.
Those are not, meaning, like, you know, they're not, like, outrageously huge right. or anything, yep. like, too much graphic.
Right, that's exactly yeah. what I intended it to be, yeah, so I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But yeah, I got that. I mean, that's the most recent high I can think of, so I'll just leave it there. Yeah.
What energized you and made you feel a beat?
What I can think of on my brain. Oh, well, I did the hike. I did the hike this week. Yes. So yeah, we went on our legendary. I know.
Did you go at it?
No, no, she missed it. Ride. Her driver was sleeping.
My bad.
Yeah.
I be wanting to go.
It would have been my fourth time doing Sam's Point, but
I wanted to go because y'all turned up in those ice caves.
Yes, we sure did. It was lit. It was lit. No, you should go next year. It's a blast. I'm telling you. If Brother and Monet could do it, you could do it. Brother and Monet. Yeah.
I was even like, shout out to Skittles. I was even looking at Skittles. Oh, I was like.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's so funny the whole time. Like every 45 minutes, Nia was like, "John Brown did this." Like man, every 45 minutes, it was so funny. But yeah, so that's definitely my high. It was great because of my new schedule at work and you know like new position. I haven't been able to go hiking a lot because normally in the hiking season we would always go on a Sunday. But now I'm always getting out of work at, 9 a.m. on Sunday. So that kind of, canceled it out for me. So this was my first time on a hike this season. And it was just really good to, get back out into nature and connect and be one with, you know, everybody as well and commune and just, yeah, everybody had a great time. It was really fun. It did energize me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. Who made you smile? I
want to
be the reason you smile.
Period. Not around. I can honestly say Prince Bae. Prince Bae made me smile.
I've been seeing you've been chilling yes. a lot with little Prince Bae. Yes, we've How's been chill- that going?
It's going great. We actually had a very adult conversation today about.
He was like, "What are we?"
Well, I'm crying. Actually, no. It was. I want to say it was more from me. For sure, but it's because I've been having
falling in love.
Well, no, not that, but it's just because I've been having just personal growth thoughts or just evolution thoughts, you know. Mm. Leaning into the title of the episode. Exactly. But yeah, because of the thoughts that I was having privately, you know, it's what I basically tell all of y'all, you know, it's instead of doing the imagination work, I just invited him in, and I told him that, too. I was like, yeah, so I've been having these thoughts for, the last, day. I was like, and I can continue having them alone, or I can just, bring you into the conversation because you're part of the conversation in my head. I was like, so, what are your thoughts? Yeah, so I was like, so, what are your thoughts on, titles and monogamy? You know what I mean? And
then you trying to get wiped up?
I'm waiting for the response. What are you saying? Cause that was smooth,
and then we had a very great FaceTime about it. As I was bleeding out of my mouth, and
why are you having this?
Wait, this was today.
This was today.
Oh my god! Yes. What is your problem?
Just you have to tell the folks at least.
He's
now.
Getting a procedure done for canal. So what are your
Yo, yeah. So that was yeah. yeah, so but that was good. We at some point we were both just like smiling at each other, just like a lot, and it was just really cute. So yeah, he made me smile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Low. Last time we met, what about you down or made you feel sad this week?
My lows from the last time we met, realizing today that, because what happened? I think my mother, she hit me up about something. She wanted to go. Oh, she, I guess, is like mad hot in the house. So she was like, oh, do you work tonight? She was like, if not, I want to go someplace cool. I'm like, girl, you driving to the North Pole? Like, what is it giving? Stop. But I was like, yeah. You're I was like, yeah.
She might wanted to go to the movies.
Well, whatever she wanted to do, did not happen because I took the car. But then, even having that conversation just made me realize, I was like, why am I having this conversation still? Because, oh, yeah, I guess another high would be, I got that second car that I've been telling y'all all about that I wanted to get.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
What's the car? Yeah.
It is a 22 Toyota Corolla.
Okay.
And her name is Hecate. You know, which is the goddess of witchcraft and magic. Which is also the tattoo that I got. But going back to this like predicament, I mean, I'm like, why am I even having this conversation when I have two cars now? Now Artemis has been in the shop since May 23rd.
Artemis is going through it.
So
he's in a coma.
When I realized all this today, what is going on? And she was like, well, I called them today and they didn't pick up. I was like, what is this number?
No, they scammed me.
I was like, what is this number? So she gave me the number. So I called them. And, you know, I never give it to the first person that picks up, because the first person that picks up is not the one that has anything to do with your problem. So the first person that picked up, I was just like, yeah, hi. I was like, I need to figure out what is going on with my car, because it's been there for 2 months and this is absolutely ridiculous. Yes. And then she was like, oh my God, oh no. So then she had me on
She
hold.
Heard the tone in your voice.
Right.
She's like, oh no, I wasn't
being nasty. Right. I wasn't nasty yet, but like I was building up to going to fuck off. So then she, you know, was like, okay, well, let me find out who's been dealing with your car. So she had me on hold for like 5 minutes, and then she came back and she was like, oh, well, she hasn't picked up for me either. I tried to locate her. She was like, the best thing that I can do is send your predicament to all of the supervisors in the dealership so that somebody can see it. And I was like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I was like, let's absolutely do that, because, you know, whatever. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to do that for you. She said, somebody should get back to you ASAP. So then my mother called me like 5 minutes later, and she was like, hey, you know, the person called me because I have her number. Because the last time I went there, I almost got arrested. So, you know.
Wait, what? What the fuck? Wait, that escalated quickly.
This is why.
Just say that. Like,
this is why I haven't been like too in tune with the situation, because I'm just like, yo, if I go back there again and turn up, I'm literally going to jail. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, so I've been having her deal with everything. But so her number is on the file for that, for Artemis. So they ended up calling her back. And I was like, damn. I was like, no, I really needed to speak to them. I was like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, you know, she said that things have been backed up because of, you know, XYZ.
2 months,
right. So I said, by 2 months? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, they said that it should be done by next week.
This is the dealership?
This is the dealership.
So here's the thing. Fuck.
Now we'll be done.
The only thing is, I would say, apparently there's a shortage on the supply chain. My father had the same thing back in December. Like, he had a rental for like almost 2-3 months.
Okay, but what? But what happened?
The dealership was so behind on, I guess they didn't have the like items and stuff, because it was, you know, y'all heard about the like the boats like being out in the middle of the sea and can't dock because there's like so many like pollution. I guess no. Like too many, I guess there's no space for them to dock and unload the items.
First of all, between these car people and the fucking post office, fuck all of them mm-hmm. because if the rest of us got it the fuck together, right? We all returned back from the pandemic shit. They are still on this bullshit pandemic excuse, and I'm so fucking over it.
No, I mean,
and
you should have definitely turned up.
Well,
let me know if you needed a gas container.
Right. But, yeah, spill no. You see, the thing in your father's situation was the fact that you said that he had a rental, yeah. right?
Oh, they didn't even give you a rental.
No. Their that dealership,
oh, that's fucked up.
They canceled their rentals, their loaners. Like, apparently, it's not so. They've had me literally carless for, as far as they know, for 2 months. This is out of control. Like, it's
yeah, that is crazy.
Absolutely out of control. If I had a rental, I would not give a fuck. I would not be bitching if I had a rental because, like, I still would have been getting to work. That I don't know. I've been on the MTA and still paying fucking car insurance. Like, that to me is wild. Blown, it's yeah. like so out of pocket. So I have to curse them out. Like yeah, it's like, yeah. like there's no other way around it.
Even with my pops, he had to put his car in Delaware to the dealership in Delaware because the dealership's apparently up here was filled up, whatever. But yeah, at least they gave him a rental.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, see, so I feel like I have to lose my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to.
Write a Yelp review and a Google review. It hurts them.
It does, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to do the electronic shit too, but I'm going to also just appear in person next week when, you know, it's ready to be picked up.
He's going
to
be on the 5 o'clock news. Oh,
you just might. You just
a
might
man
see
with
me.
An orange beard. Look. The dealership.
An orange beard.
Yeah, very much so. All
right. Well, yeah. Is that the... How have you been coping?
Well, you know, just getting back in tune with the train, but I guess... I ultimately cope by getting another car and these fucking bitch ass cock sucking, pussy eating motherfucking dick slinging.
Say their name.
Bitch ass. Which
cock sucking lint liquor.
Lint liquor. Fucking cootie passing lint liquors. I think this is the Jeep Chrysler of Brooklyn.
Uncle what fucker. Just, oh, by my house on Nostrand.
Don't tell them where you live.
No, I mean, like, no, I live in that vicinity, but you know,
I feel like it's more along Flat. Oh, I feel like it's more along Flatbush. The one that's like on your way to Kings Plaza. It's yeah. like Jeep Chrysler.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is. Actually, that is by my house. That's even closer to my house. But yeah, okay. Yeah, well, Flatbush. Yeah, I know. Right across the street from. There's a Burger King not too far in the Walgreens. Yeah.
Right over there.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them all the way.
You see, I just feel like I want a car, but then it's like extra like problems.
It is, yeah.
It's like, and I'm like,
it's like a child.
But I hate the MTA, but it's like, damn, it's like, shit.
Yeah, you can't win. You can't win.
Yep. Pero nah. All right. Let's see if miracle question. If everything were to be wiped away. Oh, wait. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now? Oh, we said that one.
Oh yeah, I guess maybe it is the car.
You just said it, yes. Yeah. No, you said how you've been coping, sorry.
Yeah, by getting a new
car.
I'm
feeling the drink.
yes, by getting the new car is how I've been coping. My biggest challenge, I guess, would also be just still dealing with the old car.
Okay. Miracle question. If everything were to be wiped away, how do you feel? How much fun you having?
I'm feeling, you know, alive and I'm having a lot of fun. I'm feeling, you know, just very stress-free. I'm feeling very versatile. That's how I'm feeling. Oh. I'm feeling versatile and unchained. Yeah.
Yes. What differences are you making in the world?
Oh, well, you know, just in my little immediate world, just being more independent, just even more independent. Yeah.
Love it. All right, we're going to go into our next section, which is the ball drop. Mm. We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall.
Oh, you did it. Wow.
It's the Drake. Shout out to the Drake.
The first time.
Only took until the end of the season.
Little sidebar, another high I forgot. I did get booked for a commercial.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
And I was having trouble saying women. Like, I was saying woman. And then the producer was like, women. And I'm like, women. And I'm like, yo, what? And I'm looking at the crew around like, am I bugging? Like,
woman. Woman.
I kept saying woman.
Woman.
Yeah, but it's women. And I was just like.
It's just the tone.
Yeah. And I guess my accent or something.
Must be. Yeah.
Well, but yeah. Women.
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 Yeah.
Woman.
A woman.
Women.
A woman.
One has an E in it, like wepa.
Yeah, and I was just like,
whoa. A woman and then a woman. Woman. Mm-hmm. Woman.
Mm-hmm. But yes, any goals from last week that you completed? Anyone? Ooh. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. If I completed any goals. Got the fucking car.
Started this project.
Yes. I did a reel. For the account. Hey. Shout out to Mikey Like It.
Period. Mikey Mikes. Okay. Any goals for next week from anyone?
Goals for next week is always going to be just my physical goals because I just need to just get that down pat.
Yeah.
Mine's is work goals because, again, I told you I have, like, these computers. So it's like I'm trying to finish one grade by next Wednesday, I'm going to say. So I think I'm actually going to be staying at work Monday, Tuesday. And possibly Wednesday to like 5. I'm normally off by 3, but I'm probably gonna stay to like 5-6.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Yes. I think mine is going to be. I would love to just clear. You know what? I would love to just completely clear my entire New York Dose task list. Clear it. Just clear it. Clear it. Yeah. I think that's gonna be my goal.
Yes. Any gems? Any gems this week? No.
I honestly do not have a gem.
Yeah, I don't have one this week either. Mm-mm. All right. Any affirmations? I have one.
Okay.
I trust in my ability to make the choices that create my abundance. Do it one more time. Yeah. I trust in my ability to make the choices that create my abundance. I really love that one. Yeah.
That's deep. I don't have one.
All right, so we're going to get into tragos. Can we? Oh, what?
Do we have it? Is it in this thing? Or did we not bring it this time?
Did we not?
Wait, is it usually in the car? In the cart? All right, yeah, we don't have it. No tragos!
No tragos! But wait, can you pause anything?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot that was an option.
We need to re-up.
Be our bism.
Yeah.
So, what do we exactly mean by this? You know, we're in a very particular time right now where, you know, a lot of us are trying to grow as humans and ascend and whatever, what have you. And this entire season thus far has been about us ascending, right? Our higher vibration handbook of how-tos, right? How to ascend, how to be better humans. So with that being said, I feel like sometimes we can already be going through the changes, but not necessarily know how to lean into it. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to think about if there's any particular way that your mind, your body, your spirit has been trying to evolve, but maybe you've been fighting against it, or maybe you just haven't even recognized that it's been happening until I just now brought it up. Can anybody think about something?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely, like I said earlier, like cancer season always deepens this.
Yeah.
And I think it was when I took the art class. Mm-hmm. Before the art class, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, not to sound corny, I said exactly this. I was like, but I used to pray for times like this, that it's like 1, 2 p.m. throughout the day, and I'm doing something creatively, like, that I want to do. You know, like, I worked in the morning, I'm doing this class in the, you know, and doing content for it, like, in the middle of the day, and then anything else I want. Like, that type of feeling, freedom. That flow that day where it's just, like, I worked, got my coin, came, did something creatively, then connected with so many other, like, creative entrepreneurs. Like, what? Like, that just made me be like, nah, like, the evolution.
I love it.
It's definitely elevating because I remember when I used to be in Saks, just sitting there carrying all these clothes in my fucking heels and being like, when would it end? Like, oh, when? Gosh. Or being in the stock room, like, trying to hide. Like, oh, my gosh. No. Like, or, like, I'm trying to find a size, but I'm taking my sweet-ass time because I just don't want to deal with a crazy client, you know? Like, just things like that where it's just like, wow, like. Yeah. I guess I am growing, or like, I guess I am making something happen, like, for the most part, because I didn't want this, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Rel, I'll let you think a little bit more. And Addy, if you come up with another one, I know for me, just like, literally, most recent example, like, even the, so today, I got another tooth extracted.
Thugging it out. Yo, y'all should see his mouth. Only half of it moves.
Yo, I'm crying. I'm in here like 50 cents.
Nah, y'all know me. I would have been like, we rescheduling. I'm sorry. I can't even leave my house. Like,
yeah, nah, this but one.
Yeah, he's
this,
going to work after this.
Is, yeah, this is why D would never be a human. He's an alien.
He's an X-Men.
I don't even know what planet.
Yo, I'm crying.
He's an X-Men.
I'm crying. But yeah, so I got that done. And I had the option not to get it done today because today was just supposed to be a consultation. And the lady was like, you know, she was like, but, you know, we do have the surgeon here, like, yada yada. So when the surgeon came in and spoke to me, you know, they told me all the risk factors and blah. Like, I could have delayed this for years, actually, because they told me all the risk factors.
But
and
it's better. You got it.
You know what I'm saying? So in that moment, when I had the option to either, like, not do it at all or, you know, just get it done or whatever, I was like, I can see who my body is, like, pushing me to become. Because, like, once I'm done with all these fucking procedures and, like, you know, like, yada yada, I will finally be able to, like, eat normally again. Like, I don't remember, like, eating without pain since I was like fucking 14, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my
I've just
gosh.
Always had
you just dealt with it.
Yeah, I've just
Yo,
dealt with it. And
avoiding
like,
the dentist, huh?
No, not even because I would still go to the dentist, but I would just not go.
Let them do it.
Yeah, I would not go to the orthodontist and get all these different like surgeries done. I was like not trying to do that like,
oh
as a child. And it also and it always baffled me because I was like, yo, I don't even eat candy. Like I was never a candy eater, but it's all the juice that I used to love to drink. But yeah, so, but anyway, so I see, you know, in that moment, I kind of saw like I saw a future where I was like completely alleviated and was just like done with all the things. And I was like, okay, body, I see where you're trying to take us. So, and I literally said to the lady, I was like, fuck it, let's just do it. And she just started like laughing at me. But yeah, so that was like the most recent example. On a spiritual note, ooh, that birthday in Curaçao was wildly spiritual. It was so intense. I can't even like recall all the things that went down. But I say that to say, 2 months prior leading up to Curaçao, I really started like leaning in just to like the universe and a lot of things. And like, long story short, I can definitely say that, like, I'm a full-blown witch now. Like,
what?
I practice. Yeah.
I
know my story.
Focus.
Yes, yes. I practice almost every day, maybe, like, every other day. Like, I, you know, just be having my little, like, witchy sessions. I'm constantly learning.
Yes, I'm happy for you that you're learning witch. Any Curaçao tea that you... Our viewers.
No, there was no.
Because from the Mexico to now.
I know. There was no tea. It was a group with 16 adults.
Good vibes, positive.
It was amazing vibes. Everybody loved feeling like family.
My fans.
Yeah.
I was there spiritually too, but.
It was crazy.
I was sad I wasn't there, but I always feel like.
How much was it like your trip altogether?
My trip altogether was not more than 1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
Each
person was in different circumstances. Some people pay less depending on when they got their tickets.
Gotcha.
Some people pay more. You know, but if you got it around the time I got mine, you ain't pay more than 1,300.
Wow. Okay.
And that was all inclusive. That's round trip flights.
For the hotel or villa. they had stayed in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stayed at a resort.
Okay, the resort.
Yeah.
So at the resort.
So food, drink, everything included.
The resort, flight.
The flights.
What else?
I mean, that's basically it.
Excursions? No.
Oh, the excursions. The excursions were... No, I think the excursions are in... I mean, they weren't included in my thing. Like, I paid for the excursion separately. But we didn't do that many. I think we only actually did one excursion, which was the catamaran.
So that whole trip was just $1,300 almost?
Yeah. And everybody knew about it a year in advance. So, like, everybody had, you know, like, time to save. So,
damn. What's your next trip? I'm going to try to make that one.
The next one is next year.
Your birthday.
Yes, we're doing a cruise. I will have more details.
How long? The 7-day one or the weekend one?
No, definitely the 7-day. Yeah. But I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to go.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's going to be lit. It's always lit. Like, it's a great time.
However, cruises...
Trips with me are phenomenal.
Yes.
However, cruises have been ruining relationships. Ask my family.
Well,
but I actually don't like big group trips. I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, it depends.
No, that's the way y'all done big groups with other people.
Excuse me.
Everybody walks away from my big group experiences loving it. They absolutely love it because
I'll never forget AC in 2016.
Yeah, and these are even just.
We started that party, me and you, in the pool party.
Yeah.
We literally, like, no one was dancing. Just started dancing. And everybody just came literally, like, 5 minutes after.
It was crazy.
They were, like, waiting for us, man.
No, but trip. They're great times.
Hey, I want to join.
Yeah. Next you one. Should come. You have to
the cruise.
Let me see. So that is, like, spiritually, I would say, you know, just, like, fully investing into. You know, just like magic and witchcraft and like all the things that like are around us and like intuition and manifesting and like researching like these different deities and just like all these other like different entities. And yeah, it's just been like really, really awakening. I feel like my third eye has been open. Like it hasn't closed since Curaçao, since like the magic
good
that
for
happened
you.
There. Underneath the strawberry moon, we did so many rituals like on that trip. Like it was just like all like mm-hmm. really amazing, and like everybody walked away with their life changed like somehow. Like I'm still getting hit up to this day with people just like, yo, like that was something special, like this, then and third. Even people like fucking Loda, you know, her hood ass, like the it was one day she was like, so what club we going to tonight? Like, da-da-da. I was like, oh, no, we don't do that. She was like, y'all don't do that. She was like, so what do y'all do? That night came, and by the next morning, she was like, Pooks, I get it now. She was like, I get it, I understand. She was like, I feel like a decade of just, like...
Release.
She was like, I feel like a decade of just, like... anger and pain like washed off of me. Just
good
like
for her.
We was connecting her with Yamaya and the Orisha.
Yes,
like,
Yamaya
was
Shun Mama.
Wild. It was a beautiful time. Like, yeah, beautiful. Everybody was like crying at one point, just like tears of just like joy. And
everybody participated?
Yeah.
Even.
Who was that? Yes. He was the little evil. He was like, I got an extra one. Like
an extra one.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, sorry. This was a particular night where everybody did acid. Yeah. Oh.
Say this over there.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
And then
I'm so happy for y'all.
Thank you. So that's like spiritually. And then even just like and I see the potential of like how much stronger I can become in that field. So I feel that evolution. I feel those tugs pulling me. Also, on another identity level, the fact that, like, also, like, in Curaçao, like, I was able to, you know, finally declare that I am polyamorous. And I think the reason why I couldn't put that title on it before...
Wait, so you're dating?
...was because...
Not finally declare
wait. Wait.
I'm fucking weak. But also, like, why did you feel you had to declare it? Like, give a...
Wait, so you've been dating this whole time?
Like,
yeah, for sure.
Different people. That's how I was like, why you just figure that out now?
Because,
like,
but no, but
this is, you just be the hoe.
No, but this is the reason why.
Well, yeah,
because
like, not, yeah.
This is the reason why. Because I, the way that I witnessed other people practice polyamory and the way that I've seen polyamory practice in media does not match up with the way that I practice polyamory. But I also had to realize that everybody's polyamory is a little bit different.
Yeah. It's definitely a broad definition, broad meaning.
Yes. So as soon as I was able to come to that awakening, I was able to go, oh, okay, maybe this is a thing that I am. I actually am this, like, in my way. And today I got to have a conversation, my first conversation, like, bringing that really to, like, the forefront and the light and seeing how another person would deal with that and me at the same time. So, yeah, and even, like, I was telling him, I was just like, I don't even know, honestly, like, he was like, oh, like, do you want to be this, like, with me? And I was like, I don't want to, like, that's not something that, like, I want to choose, if it makes sense. I was like, I just want to lean into the thing that my spirit is lining me up to be organically. Like, I don't even want it to be like, oh, like a option. Like, I don't want to choose it. I want it to choose me. And for the past, like, maybe all of this year and, you know, like, half of last year, I feel like I've been tugged into this direction that just enjoys multiple storylines at the same time. Like, I just enjoy investing energy in the people of my choosing, but people plural of my choosing, you know?
I'm just connecting to, like, earlier when you, like, had the conversation, like, do you believe in monogamy? And I was thinking the whole opposite way that you wanted to go. But I see you were just
trying to do that. Right.
Just to let you know, this is what I be on. And I'm here thinking, you trying to settle down. Right. Trying to look married with me.
But in a way, yes, and in a way, no, right? Because I also just kept saying that, like, I also want to be fair to whatever you authentically, you know, lean into for yourself. So, like, that's why it was important for me to have that conversation because I didn't want to be...
Before it gets too much deeper.
Yeah, I didn't want to be misleading
or anything
like that.
And I love that's just a mature man, you know, like, just an emotionally mature person, because it's just, like, you could have just left it. And some people just don't know how to communicate that or, like, whatever. And then they think one thing and you're like, wait, hold up.
Exactly.
And that's where it gets
and it's
sticky.
It's so funny. And because this is what I literally said to him. I was like, I don't want you to think that this is me, like, pressuring you into, like, anything. I was like, but we're pretty good with each other. I was like, it's already been, like, what, 5 months? I was like, I can easily see us going another 5 months with no problems.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but I want to alert you of, like, thoughts that I'm having and things like that, so that it doesn't feel like I'm, like, stringing you around for 5 months. Like, you have the option to, like, you know,
stay or leave,
you know what I mean? Based on, like, your beliefs as well. And we both agreed that we both make each other very happy. And
do I know this person?
No, I don't think you met him.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
But those are just ways of me leaning into evolution, just to tie that all back.
Okay.
But what about you, Rel? What's going on with you?
Honestly, it's not as deep as I feel like both of y'all's were. I think I actually, like, for years I've been, like, struggling with, like enjoying, like, doing things alone. And it's been like that because I think in my head I always caring about the outside perception of me, like, you know, this weirdo is at the bar by himself, or, like, you know, who's this guy just, like, standing here, and, like, you know, move, you big, like, brick or whatever. This was going on in my head, so I'm like, I can't never see myself, like, just, like, chilling at a bar and just, like, sitting there. But within the last, I want to say, even before pandemic, maybe I want to say for 5-6 years, I've been, like, taking that chance and, like, just, one, you know, I'm taking a chance if I'm leaving from a borough to go to another borough just to sit at a bar. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's one thing. Because I'm like,
I live. You feel like you can't do that in Brooklyn?
I mean, depends on the spots. Like, I've been like actually like also like looking at like reviews a lot lately on these spots to see like what's the like real chill vibe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like the vibe will determine like, you know, what kind of place it is. Mm-hmm. One, two, like what kind of energy I could be like bringing into it. Because I feel like, you know, energy plays a role in whatever environment go into.
And you're spending your money in this place, so you want to feel like welcomed and comfortable.
So, but like I said, this just happened starting like in the last like 5 years. I just like randomly go to a bar for like maybe about a half an hour or hour. There was actually one time I did went to brunch actually by myself. To the point, it was a limited mimosas, and it was an hour and a half, but I already had finished my food. I was just like getting a mimosa. Mm-hmm. He stopped me at like 9 mimosas.
I'm cold.
And said, I think you had enough. So I never get.
I had drinks by myself before. I love it.
I mean, but see, I feel like
by the bar, you know,
women
sitting,
have
talking.
More confidence in like doing that.
No, it's different because it's like. They're expected, they'll be like, oh, people assume you're waiting for someone.
True.
Or like, they'll just be like, why is a woman at a bar by her? You know, there's already that stigma. Like, she's less than a man. Like, trust me. Because guys go there to meet girls.
Because I feel like, you know, y'all just don't care, like, who's like looking at y'all. Y'all just probably really just there for a drink. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, before going
friends,
home.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been starting like doing a lot of like things. Like, I've been going to the movies by myself. Like, I really wanted to see. How long has it been out by now? Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my first movie I went to go see. But then again, I'm a Spider-Man fanatic. Mm-hmm. So I actually went to go see the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man by myself at a young child, like 7th grade.
Oh,
wow. But again, I haven't done this since then. But like even going to the movies by myself, low-key taking trips to the beach and just like
whenever you go, let me know. I love the beach.
I don't know about now because like
Jaws
and Friends is out there.
Hello. Oh no, the sharks. We could go somewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Jaws 6. I'm okay with that. But no, like going to the beach, and just like I don't know if Addy, you live all the way up, but I'm sure you could like walk around and like park. So I go to Brooklyn Bridge Park a lot.
Oh yeah, I walk just, like, around a lot. Yeah, by like, myself is so great.
And I just started doing that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a year or two ago, right after the pandemic, like when they said it was safe to go outside. Mm-hmm. Like I said, let me just walk around into the city.
Amazing.
And just like, you know, because again, if I feel like I'm not going anywhere, so that's why I won't go like walk around just to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I really feel like people are like, you know, like judging me. I'm like, I understand if I was like going from the train station to the store. But not just to walk around in the city.
Right.
Yeah. So doing that, again, even like Derek getting me into the his club.
He's recruiting all of me. Yeah, the list, made half of that staff.
Well, like,
we need to double it up.
But, so yeah, he got me my side gig now. As security, and my first gig is this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Love it. But you meant as a patron.
I'm talking about as a patron. Like
going there by yourself.
Like, he would, like, get me in, give me the drink tickets, and just go
walking
go
around.
Run around. Mm-hmm. So, like, even, like, then, like I said, there was some thoughts, like, oh, why is this guy, like, standing here by himself one night? And then I was, like, looking at everybody. There was a lot of people standing by themselves, like, having them, like, throwing up on the floor. Like, you know, they probably was taking, drugs. Yeah. And then it was like a lot of dancing by themselves. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, nobody's thinking about me. So again, I did that
just
back in March.
Reminding yourself.
I did that like, three times since the spring, summer start?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm starting to see myself do a lot of things and enjoying my own company a little bit more these days.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really awesome. I kind of have been feeling that way as well, on a smaller scale when it comes. So I'm somebody.
You're always with people.
Exactly. But I am somebody that can absorb content at a very like quick rate. Like I can binge watch like
3 different TV shows in a week. And I don't know where the time comes from, but like if I can, I can make it happen, right? But I often find myself being like, oh no, that would be a cute show to watch with such and such when they come over. And like this will be, you know, I assign TV shows to certain friends that I know that like I might only see them during that TV show time or like whatever like that. But that's not my first thought. My first thought is, yo, let me just watch this shit by myself. But I challenge myself as a way to connect, to attach it to people. But I want to lean more into that voice. It's like, fuck everybody else. Like, if you want to watch this show by yourself in the middle of the night, then do it. So, yeah.
And I would say that actually another point of like, kind of like on the same path of like enjoying by myself, but actually attending more events that folks invite me to instead of like always having to bring like a plus one or two to them.
And like, not, you know, depending like on them too.
Right. So like even like when y'all in the infamous Juneteenth event, like that was my first time like stepping outside of like just hanging out with y'all two, plus I already knew Alex, I already knew Skittles, like but there was just like 5 other random people. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here's my anxiety starting to rise.
But also knowing, like, you know, like we would bring.
That's the thing, and then y'all two have this gift. Mm-hmm. Y'all attract nothing but good people around y'all.
Thank you.
And that's why, like, that's why honestly, I really like enjoy hanging with y'all because
it's more
it's like just be yourself.
Yep.
And it's like nothing, no like nothing. Like, nobody's judging.
I feel like most of our community, like we're not really think, like we're not, we don't give a fuck about a lot of things, you know.
Right.
Long especially you're not trying about to, like, appearance and like how we all chilling, we all vibing, like you know.
Yeah, I feel like the person is healthy and all of that. You know, y'all don't care about like anything that they have going on.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things I like really like about hanging with y'all. And then like again, I feel like that helped me to start experiencing like other crowds more now, like hoping for that same vibe and energy.
That happened to me in college. I mean, I always been exposed to different crowds like since I was little, but like in college, I started becoming more independent and like just exploring more by myself because we were in Buffalo and stuff like that. But like meeting other people that were just so, you know, free-spirited or just not really worried about like what other people are thinking about them helped me feel the same way that you're feeling now.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? For like 3 seconds, I actually forgot that we were doing a podcast. And I thought,
nah. You know, we were just talking.
I dead thought that we were just talking. In my head, I was like, yo, why are we going in about this right now?
What time is it? We gotta say, okay, yes.
But we are definitely doing the show. And it's 1:11, now it's 1:12.
Wow.
But to bring that all into conclusion, what would you say are some ways Adeloso in how to lean into your evolution. So those things that you've been, those changes that you've been feeling, how would you tell somebody to like tune into them and go with it?
To tune into them. I mean, I can only go by like what the process I've done. Cause you know, everyone's different. And
the that's what I want you to do.
Cause I would say what I want when I want. Have to explain it again, I wouldn't. But I did a lot of meditations and I had to like feel those things that came out through those meditations in order to clear them and to just trust, like I think the key word, which I'm still trying to evolve, but definitely like trusting yourself for sure and knowing like you're good, you know, you're good.
Yeah. So absolutely.
And you're covered and you're taken care of and guided and protected and loved.
That's right. All the things. Real, how about you?
I think with me, especially like dealing with my situation is just to start like taking that risk more, because you don't know what Curaçao events you're gonna be missing up on, or your hiking events.
Yeah.
Because again, I mean, that was low key one hiking, but I'm not doing 10 miles. But to the set, the other part is like, I think in my head,
community.
Yeah. If I can't even like do the 10 miles, well, these people just start dredging me. Mm-hmm. So I like, start like believing in the community more.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think just like the overall theme moral is the like, just take the risk and just do it, because you just never know who you're gonna run into, meet, and connect with.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that for you. I see great things coming. I think for me, I would say how to lean into the evolution. Just flow. Mm. Listen, flow, listen. Rel, like you said, just do it. Like just take the risk, because we all have that spark, that light inside of us that's morphing us into the more positive version of ourselves, the more, you know, like, I don't know, like ascended version of ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. we can feel it happening already, but a lot of us are scared to lose who we are familiar with, us being, you know. And you got to shake that. You got to shake that, because there's something greater for you on the other side of the journey that you might be scared to take. So
the grass is greener on when the other we're talking side. About this. Yeah, the grass is greener.
The grass is greener on the other side.
Yes. Trust yourselves, y'all.
Yeah, please, trust yourself. Yes. Wow.
This is the end.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, as always.
Always, Riley Vells, you already know.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited for the next one. I'm excited for you to come next season. Next season is going to be fucking lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can find us at the New York Dose everywhere. This episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me. All the photos are taken by Addy. Shout out to the rest of the Dose team. Hassan, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, B. I feel like there's somebody else, but maybe not. And if you want to do stuff with us, hit us up. Don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby. Yes.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Let's Party. What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Good, everybody. Welcome to the New York Dose Last Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Last Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill. And if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.